These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on November 5th, 2021. China's personal information protection law went into effect November 1st. Companies that move data out of China must now obtain certification on data protection and must also establish designated agencies or appoint representatives in China that are responsible for protecting personal data. The law also mandates that handling of personal data be clear, reasonable, and limited to a minimum scope necessary of a given application. Major violations could incur fines of up to 5% of a company's annual turnover. The Office of the Australian Information Commissioner ordered Clearview AI to destroy all images and facial templates belonging to individuals living in Australia. The order came after a joint investigation with the UK's Information Commissioner's Office and found Clearview's database breached citizens' privacy. Clearview intends to appeal the decision. Meta is shutting down Facebook's facial recognition system. Even if you've opted in, photos of you will no longer be automatically identified. Facebook will delete more than a billion people's facial recognition templates. Alt text will need to be manually programmed to identify people in photos. Meta says it will continue to research and develop the use of facial recognition for identity verification and preventing fraud and impersonation. After Facebook announced it would shut down facial recognition, Meta spokesperson Jason Gross said the company is exploring ways to incorporate biometrics into Metaverse products. Meta will also keep the deepfake algorithm that powered the photo tagging feature. Meta says that for any future use of facial recognition, it will be public about intended use, how people can have control over these systems, and their personal data. The operators of the Black Matter ransomware organization announced its shutdown operations, citing increased pressure from authorities. The group published a notice of the shutdown on its ransomware as a service portal on October 1, 2021, saying its infrastructure would be shut down within 48 hours. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, published a catalog of software vulnerabilities known to be exploited in the wild, issuing a binding operational directive requiring federal agencies to patch these within specified deadlines. The catalog currently includes 306 vulnerabilities across numerous vendors, with some dating back to 2010. The U.S. Department of Commerce has added the makers of Pegasus Software, Israel's NSO group, to the U.S. entity list. This requires U.S. companies to get a special license in order to do business with NSO group. NSO is accused of supplying Pegasus to governments that use the software to track journalists and activists. Israel's Candiru, Russia's Positive Technologies, and Singapore's Computer Security Initiative Consultancy were also added to the entity list because of allegations of misuse of their security tools. And finally, the U.S. State Department is offering up to a $10 million reward for information that leads to the identification or location of any individuals in a leadership position with the DarkSide ransomware operation. DarkSide was the group behind the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack earlier this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.